ver, vamos a preparar una. Bueno, yo me adelanté aquí y ya...
Ángela Letelier shows me how to fold a perfect empanada, grabbing the borders and making a sort of a square shape. She's from Chile, but lives on a small farm in Belmont, in the Lakes region. When she wants to be closer to her home country, she bakes empanadas.
Me recuerdan a mi mamá, ella es muy buena para hacer empanadas. Y cuando...
They remind her of the connection with her mother, she says.
A ver, una empanada chilena, primero, es grande.
The Chilean empanada is big. It fits on an open hand, she says, and has a strong onion flavor.
Esta que ves acá es la empanada que tiene manteca.
Letelier fills them with pino, which is a mixture of beef, eggs, and olives. For now, she cooks only for her family, but thinks about selling them at Gluten Free or Die, her home-based bakery, and maybe at a farmer's market one day. There are a number of empanada spots scattered around New Hampshire. Some sell crispy and fried empanadas, others baked, but each one brings forward the spectrum of flavors from Latin America.
El orégano es el que le da el olorcito y el azúcar le da el sabor único también.
An hour south in Merrimack, Bolivian José López Maita shows me his secret ingredient, oregano and a little bit of sugar. For a few years, he sold thousands of empanadas over Facebook, until finally, 6 months ago, he opened El Peco. In this small shop, he sells salteñas, as they are known in Bolivia, which are filled with a hearty beef stew and small potatoes.
Siempre les digo a las personas que han probado, cuidado con su ropa porque tiene harto jugo.
They are juicy. If you are not careful, he says you will end up with all the juice in your clothes. López Maita juggles his job as a radiologist with his passion for empanadas. He barely slept when he first opened the shop with his brothers. Having it is a great accomplishment for them.
A veces teníamos que ver de lo lejos cómo la gente compraba y...
He remembers as a kid, salteñas were a luxury for his family, and something he rarely got to eat.
Ahora yo las hago, y puedo tenerlo cualquier rato que quiero.
Now I prepare them, and I can eat them anytime, he says.
Put almond oil at 350.
Unlike Bolivia's baked salteña, Puerto Rican empanadas are fried.
It's just almost like meditation when you're eating that pocket of deliciousness.
That's Elizabeth Silva, owner of El Camino in Plaistow, near the Massachusetts border, where she serves authentic Puerto Rican food. The beef and cheese and roasted chicken empanadas are the jewels. Sofrito is the umami flavor that makes them so delicious.
It's probably because it's so earthy and it kind of connects you back to, you know, Mother Earth.
Silva says empanadas are so popular in Puerto Rico that empanada shop hopping is a thing there.
So we map out like all the different empanada places that we want to try it, and we stop and we try their empanadas, have something to drink, and then move on to the next booth.
Silva thinks of empanadas as something that unites Latin Americans no matter where they live. There are many flavors of empanadas, and she says they are all good.
And it just like makes you warm and cozy and happy.
It just takes one bite. Gaby Lozada for the New England News Collaborative.